on today's program with Pastor Nate Gallagher.
We have no idea what we want, but God knows exactly who we need. God knows exactly the type of person that we should end up with. And if we wait on God, He will bring us exactly who we need and what we need and when we need.
This is Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. Relationships are a tricky thing to navigate. Pressures from the world, discerning feelings from within, it is tough to understand. We are taking some time to hear what the Bible has to say on relationships in a series we've called This Could Be Us. Here is Pastor Nate.
Point one, appearance deceives. Take two, take action. If we want to avoid ending up like Samson, we need to take action to get out of places that are dangerous to our calling. Samson, after his one-night stand with the harlot, we're told that he took hold of the gates and that the gates that locked him in, and he left the city of Gaza. Samson, at this point, is making a good decision. Samson, he's taking hold of the gates. They're locking him in. They're keeping him where he shouldn't be. He takes hold of the gates, and he leaves the city that's causing him to fall into sin. Now, ultimately, his motives are wrong, and it didn't last long because he ends up going. He doesn't even make it home before he falls in love with the next person. But he did take action. And when it comes to not falling into the types of mistakes that Samson fell into, we need to take action to avoid bad circumstances. Too many people get themselves in bad situations, and rather than realizing it and getting away, they just sort of let them play out. Let's see how this thing's going to end. Let's see how this is going to go. Listen, we need to take action to avoid falling for someone we shouldn't or falling into something we shouldn't. Samson here was dancing on where he shouldn't be, and then he had to have realized it, like, oh man, these people are trying to kill me. I should probably get out of this place. And he leaves. He takes action. We're told he takes hold of the city gate, and he leaves. And he flees from that area, and we need to make sure that when we get ourselves into situations, or we start going down a road that we shouldn't go down, or we're thinking we're going that way, we need to take action to avoid ending up where we shouldn't be. So, appearance deceives, take action. Point number three, tell someone. Tell someone. One of Samson's biggest problems is that in every situation, he had no one around. Nobody. I mentioned earlier that Samson killed 1,000 men by himself, which is cool, but where are Samson's friends? Like, where are the people around him that say, hey, bro, I don't know if Gaza is such a good idea. Like, you know, that's where the Philistines live. You know, God has called you to lead the Israelites out of the oppression from the Philistines. I don't know if hanging out in Gaza is such a good idea, bro. Right? Where's Samson's friend? Samson is alone in every situation unless he's with a girl. He's alone the whole time unless he's with a girl. Listen, if the people around you aren't telling you the hard truth, or you don't have people around you that recognize when something's bad, you need to find a new group of friends, or you need to tell your friends, tell me when I'm doing something stupid. Because what we often do is we like get in our mind, like, this is a good idea, and then we don't ask anybody. Like when your friends are thinking like, no, right? Bad idea. Or if your friends aren't willing to say that, you need to see, are they really afraid? I think when I go out with a bad outfit on, I think it's my wife's fault. She should have told me. She should have said, that doesn't, plaid and stripes don't go together, man. You need to switch it up. I think it's her fault. And what happens is we get ourselves in bad situations, but we don't have people around us that will say, that's not a good idea. Bro, don't hang out in Gaza. Don't fall in love with another Philistine woman. But if the things we're doing we aren't telling others about, you need to evaluate what we're doing. None of us should be doing things that you would be ashamed to tell your friends about, or better yet, me about. Right? You should tell somebody. Me growing up, I talked to my dad. When I was interested in somebody, I would say, hey, Dad, what do you think? Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? Is this person you think this person's right for me? I would communicate with him. And he would be like, no, right? We need to make sure that we have people in our lives. If you don't have somebody in your life, you can come ask me. But we need to make sure that we have people in our lives that we can communicate with, that we can tell, and that they can tell us. And if we don't have people to tell, you're putting your calling in danger. Point number four. You guys still with me? Cool. Point number four, read between the lines. Read between the lines. I'm kind of jumping around with the life of Samson, but I think we're following it pretty good. But as soon as Delilah asked Samson for the secret behind his strength, and then she did the thing that he said would make him weak, some red flags should have been going off. Because this is the story, how it happens. Delilah goes, hey, Samson, just curious, you know, you're like real strong and buff, and I know you don't work out, so where's all your strength from? And he says, well, if you tie my hands with this type of rope, then all my strength will be gone. So Samson falls asleep, enter Delilah, ties him with that rope. Then goes, Samson, I've led all the Philistine army into our bedroom. They're here to take you away. And then Samson wakes up, and he rips the bindings off, and he goes and he beats up all the Philistines. And then he's like, oh, I'm tired. And then he lays back down, and Delilah's like, Samson, you liar, tell me this truth. And he goes, okay, fine. If you tie my hair like this, then it'll happen. So Samson falls asleep, enter Delilah. She does the thing that he just said, brings more Philistines in, wakes him up. And this happens four times. And on the fourth time, he tells her the truth. She shaves his head, and it ultimately he loses his life. You would think that after the first time when he said, yeah, if you tie my hands up, then I'll lose all my strength. And he wakes up with his hands tied and the Philistines in his bedroom. He'd be like, Delilah, you're weird. I'm leaving. Right? You would think that would be the reaction. But Samson doesn't do that. Samson is so blind. He's only seeing what he wants to see. Samson shouldn't have let it go this far. And so many people get caught up in infatuation, and so they only see what they want to see, and as a result, they harm themselves. They're like, oh, no, they're not really like that. They're not really tying me up and trying to shave my head and forsake my calling. They're not really doing that. Are you serious? They tried three times. You just told them this. Like, what are you doing? And people get so caught up in this infatuation and love and, oh my gosh, he's just wonderful. And and they don't see what's actually happening. We need to make sure that we look at things as they are, not as we want to see them. Because so many people are like, he loves God. How do you know? He told me. Well, let's watch his character and see if he loves God. Is he putting your needs above his own? Is he spending time with Jesus? Is he worshiping at church? Like, let's be real. He says one thing, but he's not acting how he's saying. And we need to make sure that we read between the lines, not just what people are saying, but what they're doing. Read between the lines. Point five, act appropriately. Act appropriately. It's almost too easy with this guy. Samson was clearly not acting appropriately with the harlot, right? Like his actions, we don't even have to really discuss that. And then after that, Samson fell in love awfully quick with Delilah. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible like to have love at first sight. I'm not saying that. But usually when people fall in love this quick, because that's what it says, verse 4, it says afterward, like he hasn't even got home. Afterward it happened that he loved a woman in the Valley of Sorek. Usually what happens when people fall in love this quick is because they've gotten physical with the person too quick. They've gotten physical way too quick. And what happens is heartstrings get attached to them that have no business being attached. There are certain things that God has designed between a married people that we give to people that we date. And then what happens is I just love them so much. No, you're infatuated with the person and you've done things, you've acted in such a way that's not appropriate, and you've given them something that didn't belong to them. And Samson's history tells us that he was not acting appropriately with Delilah. Listen, if we like someone, we need to make sure that the way we act with that person gives God glory. What does that look like? I'll show you. 1 Timothy 5:1-2, it says this. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers. Next verse. Older women as mothers. Ready for this? Younger women as sisters with all purity. Hey, yo, how do you act with a significant other? It says, well, the girls, younger girls, guys, I'm speaking to you guys, younger girls, girls that you like. If you're like me, older girls. Hey, yo. Anyways. Before you're married, your actions, it says, younger women as sisters. Would you do that with your sister? I hope not. I really hope not. That, please, no. That's what he says. Younger women as sisters. If the person you're interested, listen, this is so important. If the person you're interested isn't willing to do that, then they don't truly love you. If they're not willing to say, do you know what? What we're doing isn't right. We're not acting appropriately. We need to create some space. We need to make sure that we're doing this thing God's way. If they're not willing to do that, then you need to seriously consider if it's love or if it's infatuation or if it's something other. That's point five. Point six, create space. We're almost done. Create space. Write that down. Point number six, create space. After Samson got married and divorced, because that happened in chapter 14, he immediately went to the harlot. And then he didn't even get back to his hometown from that fling with the harlot when he fell in love with Delilah. He hadn't even gone home yet. And then he fell in love with yet another girl. Samson went from one relationship to the next. He never spent any time waiting on the Lord. Never once is Samson going, man, that first relationship ended horribly. And this doesn't seem right. So I'm going to just spend some time seeking God and seeing what he has for me. That's not what he does. He just goes here, and then there, and then there, and he's just hopping, never allowing space for God. And so many people are never single for more than 5 seconds, it seems like. It's like, wait, I thought it was that person. Now it's that person and this person. Like, slow down. Help me out here. What's going on? Like, we need to create space for God to work. God may want to do something in your life, but there's no space for him because you've jammed your life packed with a zillion relationships. Samson, his problem was he had not created any space for God to do what he wanted to do. No waiting on the Lord was involved. It was all like, oh, yep, they look good. Oh, this person, they're showing me attention. Oh, this person's texting me. Oh, I like this person too. And oh, this person looks nice on Instagram. Right? Like, hold on. Like, let's wait on God and allow him to do what he wants to do. Final point, trust God to provide. Trust God to provide. Samson took everything into his own hands. He never allowed God to do what he wanted to do. We often don't think that God knows what we're looking for in a person. We often think like, God, I don't think you know, so I'm not going to wait on you to bring the person for me that I should be involved in because you don't really know what I'm looking for. They have to be like this and like that. They can't be like this, and they have to be like, we think we know what we want, but the reality is we have no idea what we want. But God knows exactly who we need. God knows exactly the type of person that we should end up with. And if we wait on God, he will bring us exactly who we need and what we need, and when we need it. That verse we started with in Genesis, It goes on to say this, Genesis 2:18. It says, it is not good that man should be alone. And then he says this, I will make him a helper comparable to him. It doesn't say, man, it's not good for man to be alone. All right, Adam, just go find somebody. Just knock on every door and just go find somebody and like purely on attraction alone and their laugh, make sure you consider their laugh. And, right? No, that's not what it says at all. It says, I will make him a helper comparable to him. I will bring somebody into Adam's life in this case that is a perfect fit for Adam. All Adam did in this situation, we'll look at this in part three in this series, but Adam just went to sleep. Adam went to sleep and he woke up with really the woman of his dreams. And we're going to get into that. Actually, I'm not even saying anything because part three, you have to be here. But he went to sleep and he woke up with a perfect person for him. He wasn't out chasing. He wasn't out looking. He trusted God and God provided. So if we're going to avoid being Samson and we're going to properly attract someone, we need to know appearance deceives, we need to take action, we need to tell someone, we need to read between the lines, we need to act appropriately, we need to create space, and we need to trust God to provide. Now, I'm kind of sneaky, and I hope you know that it spells the word attract. Did you guys see that? Okay, cool. I was pretty proud of myself. And what I want you guys to see that because attraction is something that we deal with. I'm going to be honest. Honesty in church. Is that okay? Is that okay? It should be okay. The first time I saw Hannah, what got me was not her personality. I didn't know her. What got me was the way she looked. Like, attraction is there. It's reality. That's what really, in a lot of ways, attracts us to the person. And attraction, this idea of being attracted to people, is something that we're all going to deal with. And what I hope and pray that you guys understand is when you're attracted to somebody, you think about this. When you think, man, that person, you probably won't say attractive, but dang, girl. Like, you fine, right? You must be tired because you've been run. Anyway, so. Yeah, that's the process right there. That's how I did it. Attraction. It's something that's there. We're going to look at somebody and we're going to like what we see. And so when we do, when that day comes, we should be able to think about, okay, I'm attracted to this person. Well, let's think. Are they, is what they look like a good representation of who they are? Because I do like what I see, but is that who they truly are? If things get bad, am I willing to run? Am I willing to get away from it? Am I willing to go to somebody and say, hey, listen, is this a good idea? Is this person we've been texting and like she messaged me on Facebook or whatever, however the kids are doing it these days. And and then, hey, this person, I think I like them. What do you think? What do you think about this? We need to tell someone. We need to read between the lines. When they start behaving in such a way and saying something else, or we look at them and be like, this is not what I signed up for. We need to be willing to recognize that. We need to act appropriately. This is such an important one because all the rest will be easier when we're acting appropriately. As soon as things get involved that shouldn't get involved, it's much harder to read between the lines. It's much harder to tell somebody. It's much harder to take action. It's much harder to create space. It's much harder to trust God. All those are much harder when we start acting in a way that we shouldn't be acting. So we need to check, are we acting appropriately? We need to make sure, is there space in our lives? Is this person taking up too much space in my life? Is this my focus? Is this person, this is my world, this is all that matters? Or is there no space for God to work? And we also need to make sure, if we're in this season of, I'm sure a lot of you are, you're single right now, are you trusting God to provide? Are you waiting on the Lord? Are you thinking, right now is not the time for me? Right now is not what I need to be doing? Or maybe you're thinking, yeah, I would like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but God, I'm going to wait until it's your timing. Because if we rush things, it's not going to be the right person. if we rush it, like, I got to find somebody, like, go, all right, here we go, like, finding some, it's not going to be, it's like, you're breathing, let's, all right, here we go. We need to make sure that we trust God to provide. We're waiting on Him, and whenever His time is, then we begin to do the things that God wants us to do. We can't jump the gun. We need to trust God to provide. God wants you to have a happy and blessed relationship when the day comes for you to have one. And at this point, selection is so important for you, because once you choose, it's for life. And so we need to make sure we're attracted to the people that God wants for us.
You've been listening to Middle Ground Radio. Before we go, here's Nate with his wife, Hannah, on how we could put this into practice.
So the meat of today's message was attraction. And it's funny because in my mind, attraction is, of course, between two people.
Right.
There's two people involved if you're attracted to someone else. But you talked today about the importance of involving others in that. And so we saw Samson was alone and he needed to not be alone.
Right.
So I guess my question is, how do we do that? How do we get people involved in our attraction process?
I think it's so important to have good relationships around. And I think such a good sort of telltale about the person you're interested in is how do they treat their friends?
Hmm.
You know, how do they handle the people and interact with the people around them? And so I think it's important for all of us to just have good people around us.
Right.
And when that happens, when you have good people around you, it'll allow for communication. And accountability is such an important part of dating, relationships, anything like that, because we want to make sure that at the end of the day, we're not losing who God has called us to be,
right,
or really behaving and acting a way that isn't us because of the people that we're around or the person we're dating and things like that. And so having people around you really to just keep you grounded and say, hey, you know, this is sort of some of the things that I see that are being produced in your life as a result of you spending time with this person.
Hmm.
Is this really who you're, you know, supposed to look like? Is this really what God is calling you to be? Because, you know, we really behave like the people we're around.
Right.
And so if we don't have good, godly people around us, that'll just say, man, you're kind of being an idiot. You're dating this person and, man, you've been a jerk to your friends. You know, you're not, you know, acting the way God wants you to behave. So what's going on? And having people like that around you is so important. And part of that just starts with you communicating with friends and saying, hey, listen, I want you to keep me accountable. I want you to help me because I don't want to, you know, forsake my calling. I don't want to miss out on what God has for me because I'm invested in a person I'm not supposed to be invested in.
Okay, so say a friend comes to you because you've surrounded yourself with good people.
Right.
And they come to you and they say, hey, this relationship is not right. And maybe that's coupled with you've been reading between the lines. You've been seeing things that aren't right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you – it can be so hard even when you see all the signs to just get out of a bad relationship. And so my question to you would be, practically, how can someone – break out of a relationship?
Well, I gotta say, part four of this series was titled How to Break Up. So we'll dive into the meat of that in part four. But this idea of reading between the lines, and really the other idea of creating space, which were two of the points from tonight's message, is just recognizing, okay, what has God called me to be? And is this helping? Is this enhancing my calling? Or is it hurting my calling? And if you've realized, you know, this person is just, it's just not right for me. It's not, you know, they're behaving. They've said one thing and they've acted another. Mm-hmm. And as I recognize I've got past the infatuation and I'm realizing this isn't right, I think practically having those friends and saying, okay, I need to create this space and I'm going to make sure that I'm pursuing God and I'm investing in, you know, the people that are around me and the people right. that are helping me, and not getting caught up with, you know, what isn't or who this person isn't or what they didn't turn out to be. I think that's a lot of a big problem with especially young people, is that they get so caught up in that one person, they think that's the end of the world.
Right.
And the reality is God has bigger and better plans for us. We got to just keep trusting in Him and we got to just keep moving forward. and create that space. And maybe it's physically, like, I need to stop going to places where that person is because I know I keep getting myself in trouble. Or maybe it's just emotionally and saying, okay, I'm going to create this distance. I'm going to really dive into my relationship with the Lord and allow Him to direct my steps and my path. And we sing glory, glory.
Thanks for listening to Middle Ground Radio. Nate Gallagher is a high school pastor in Vero Beach, Florida. If you would like to see all that God is doing there, follow on Instagram at Nate M. Gallagher. Also, if this message has blessed you, we would love to hear about it. Visit us online at middlegroundradio.com. That is middlegroundradio.com. Thanks for tuning in.